Stand while I pray for a minute. Father, as we come to you this morning, we just bless your name and we praise you, Lord. We thank you for all that you continue to do. We bless your name and we magnify it. Father, on this day, we pray, Lord, that your word is spoken, Lord, through your manservant. Lord, and let it be you and not me. I pray, Father, that I decrease and you increase in the name of Jesus. I pray for outpouring of your spirit today to your people. Father, we praise you, we thank you, and we give you all that we can today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. In our lives, we have to maintain certain elements in order to have some of the things that we do that God has blessed us with. We have various type of insurances, amen? We have life insurance, that's insurance for death. We have insurances for health care, and we have insurances for all kind of manner of sicknesses. We have insurances for our cars, amen? If our car is an accident, we got an insurance to make sure it gets fixed, amen? Somebody steals our car, vandalizes our car, we get insurance to cover it, amen? Sometimes, you know, you just get basic insurance, but when you got a car that you really value, you get full coverage, amen? That means that if anything happens, just about, you're covered for it. We need to get full insurance, amen? We insure our money. You don't put your money in a bank that's not FDIC insured. Amen. That means that if something happens up to a certain amount of your money, they will put it back there for you. People won't give you a loan unless you have some insurance for that. Amen. So every aspect of our lives is insured for a fee. And when you take out this insurance, the cover starts at a certain time. In other words, when you get new insurance, they say, okay, it's going to take effect 12 a.m. on this date. Or it's going to take effect at the end of this cycle. Sometimes insurance can take weeks. It can take months. But our insurance can be canceled in a moment, in a matter of seconds. Amen? You could turn around and all of a sudden they say your insurance is canceled. Amen? So insurance has stipulations, it has circumstances. We have things that can happen that can cause it to be revoked, nullified, or even don't even exist any longer. Amen? But this morning we're going to converse a little bit about something called assurance. You see, insurance is man-made, but assurance is God-obtained. Insurance is revocable, where assurance is undeniable. Insurance is costly, but assurance is free. Insurance has limitations, but assurance is limitless. Blessed assurance. What is that word, assurance? It is a positive declaration intended to give confidence, a promise. So when we go into the 10th chapter of the Epistle of the Hebrews, verses 19 to 22, we find some words that are put together by this author. And when the author of this scripture penned these words, he was letting us know that we have an assurance. Because Jesus died on the cross, and that supersedes any and everything that salvation is provided and obtainable by anyone. Amen? So the scripture reads as thus, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated us for, through the veil. That is to say, his flesh, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Another version puts it this way. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way open for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. So when you look at the two different versions, one says boldness and the other one says confidence. So boldness is equal to confidence. One says holiness by the blood of Jesus. The other one says the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. One says having a high priest over the house of God. The other one says we have a great priest over the house of God. Then it says, let us draw near with a true heart. The other one says, let us draw near with to God with a sincere heart. But both of them use these words, with the full assurance that faith brings. Some words you cannot intermix. Some words you can't change and manipulate. Right here, it says with the full assurance that faith brings. Both says having our hearts sprinkled. One says from an evil conscience. The other one says to cleanse us from a guilty conscience. Full assurance of faith. What could be more valuable than having a full assurance of faith? If you want it, it's there for you, but you can only receive it by faith. How do you get it? The Bible says, by a new and living way. Observe that it is not the full assurance of an emotional experience. Amen? It's not a full assurance that you're going to have all of this emotion, but it's a full assurance of faith. It's not a full assurance that you're going to reason out everything with philosophies, but it means having a full assurance of faith. The little boy replied to his teacher. The teacher said, "What is faith?" The little boy says, "Faith is believing God and asking no questions." That's exactly what it is. Faith is taking God at his word. That is the real meaning behind the definition given by the inspiration of Hebrews 11 and 1 that says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So God tells us something beyond human understanding. Amen? Faith gives us substance to that. When there are things that go on beyond human understanding, faith has to be involved in it. Amen? It makes the unseen things seeable. It makes the unseen things real. It makes them realer than what you can see with your eye. Faith relies on unquestionably understanding that God is in control. And whatever God has declared to be true, it is true. And when there is complete reliance upon this promise, it is a promise of God. The Holy Spirit bears witness to the truth. You can say that you have complete faith, that you have complete understanding. But the Holy Spirit bears witness to the truth. So that believer that has full assurance of faith, the Holy Spirit knows it. Amen? Faith is not the acceptance of intellectual acceptance of facts. I know that right now we're going through a situation where people are telling us to trust the science. Amen? We must trust the science for whatever medicines that they come up with. But believe you me, if that medicine works, God gave them the answer to it. Amen? God supplied what they need to get the answer for the medicine. Faith involves trust and confidence. Hallelujah. Faith in Christ is not therefore just simply accrediting things that happened historically to him. Faith is something that we have to trust and we have to believe in the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. The Bible continues to tell us that in certain things, in certain scriptures, that faith is that the just shall live by faith. If you say that you're a just person, you have to live by faith. That is written in the Bible. So that means that certain things, when it comes up, if you are just, you must live by faith. The Bible says in Romans 1 and 17, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, that just the righteous will live by faith. Galatians 3 and 11 says, clearly no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous will live by faith. Hebrews 10 and 38 says, But by my righteousness, one will live by faith. And I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. Faith is not just having a spirit of optimism. You see, that spirit of optimism can decline. But faith means that no matter what, the end result is going to be God is going to see you through. Amen? It is a faith that and hope that everything will come out right. And when we speak of the doctrine of justification by faith, it's not to say that he who maintains a courageous heart will be declared righteous. Faith is not the savior. But faith is the hand that reaches out to the Savior, to the one who does save. So somebody can have a weak faith as opposed to somebody who has a strong faith. But the weakest faith is still a saving faith. Amen? Because the Bible tells us that each and everyone has been given a measure of faith. Amen? But as your faith increases, it will increase as you continue to trust God and begin to believe in him more and give him the opportunity to see you through. I remember many years ago, my son was a baby. And because I was in the service, he saw his mother every day. He didn't see me. He saw me every few weeks. And he had his little nails were long. And I put him in my lap. And I took the clippers. And he looked at me. And I looked at him. And I cut a little bit off. And then I cut a little bit more off. And as I continued to cut more off, he began, and didn't hurt him, he began to trust me a little bit more. He couldn't speak, but I could see it in his eyes. I could see it in his heart. So you don't have to speak it, But God sees it in your heart. Amen? There, the meaning that we have because of this scripture and this faith means that because Jesus Christ was the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, the Bible tells us he's a priest in the house of God, over the house of God. Amen? There's a differences between the sacrifices that were made before and this one perfect sacrifice. Amen? The legal dispensation and the sacrifices that people made, they only lasted for a year. But this one that Christ did last forever. Amen? So we need to understand verse 22 where it says, "For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water." By his blood, we can receive salvation. But he also washes our bodies, and this happens through sanctification, but through the Holy Spirit. Water is associated with baptism, but so is the Holy Spirit. Amen? So when we are made clean spiritually by the blood and by the Spirit, that water continually washes us. You can't get clean without water. Amen? You can put all the soap on you want, but unless you get that water and wash it off, that dirt's still on you. It's still on you. Look at some of the outstanding differences between the sacrifices. When the law made sacrifices, there were many, and they were often repeated. But Jesus Christ, his sacrifice was but one. And there's no other sacrifice that needs to be. They didn't have the necessity to value to answer the question of sin. But he settled the problem of sin and answering sin forevermore. They could not purge the conscience of those who brought them sacrifices. In other words, you can have they could have had a sacrifice, but somewhere in their mind, what they did was still there. But when Jesus, when you get saved and you get salvation, Jesus wipes that conscience clear. Amen? He purges all who believe, giving them a perfect conscience, because all, not some, but all of your sins have been put away. The Bible says that they could not enter. You could not enter into the holiest. But it also tells us that Jesus has rent the veil. And because he has rent the veil, he has tore down. He has broken down that curtain, that thing between you and God. Amen? That you can enter into the presence through Jesus Christ. Amen? The law couldn't perfect the one who offered them. When you offered and you made a sacrifice, it didn't make you perfect. But the sacrifice of the one that was perfected forever covers those who are sanctified. In them, in the law, they had to remember this year and year and year, from year to year of their sins. But God has said when he the sacrifice of his son, their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. It's not possible that the blood of bulls and goats can put away sin. The blood of an animal cannot put away sin. But Christ has accomplished that just by himself, just by his sacrifice. So here is where faith rests. It rests, it's right there. It rests on the finished work of Christ. And the scripture says it gives us assurance. Let us understand that assurance is all that we need, because the Lord is our shepherd and all of our needs are provided. Assurance gives us hope, letting us understand that God can do what everybody else thinks is impossible. Assurance gives us hope, letting us know that there is no hopeless situation, because God has already told us that the battle is not yours. The battle is His. There is no hopeless illness. There's a balm in Gilead. There's a healing for whatever it is that's going on, whatever illness, whatever sickness. There's a balm in the Gilead for the healing. There is no such thing as a hopeless sorrow. For God said, weeping. When you know Christ, come on, somebody. When you know Christ, you're going to go through some sorrow. It's not hopeless, though, because He has written in His word that weeping may endure for a night. That night might be 2 weeks. That night might be 2 months. That night might be a year. But He says joy is coming in the morning. Blessed assurance. Joy is going to come in the morning. But in order for us to feel this assurance, we have to believe and trust in the God, that the God of Abraham, that the God of Jacob, that the God that delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the same God that appeared to Moses in the burning bush, the same God that told Abraham to take your son up there, to Isaac, to take him up there to sacrifice, had a ram in the bush. The same God, the protector of Daniel, that talked about, my God shall supply all of my needs. The same Job that says, by God I live, by God I die. The God that was the keeper of Ruth. The one that gave Esther the guts to go talk to the king for her people. The same God that allowed David to go all through the things that he went through and still said, he's a man after my own heart. The man that took a prostitute like Rahab, because she understood and trusted, that took a prostitute and put her in the hall of faith. The same God, the giver of my salvation, the same God, the giver of your salvation, the God that we call Father, God, our Father, will take care of us. We must believe. We must have faith unseen. We must be planted in God. I believe it was Paul who said something like, in God I live, and in God I die. Hallelujah. We must be in God to live, and we must be in God to die. Amen? We must have faith, sight unseen. Jesus Christ, the Christ that died on Calvary. Then you can sing blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. There's no need to fear that God is angry with you because of your mistakes. You know, if God is our Father, I know as a father, and I know many fathers, you probably looked at your children making a mistake, and you just shook your head. Sometimes almost to the point that you almost laughed at the foolishness of what they've done. And you forgive them. You forgive them. There's a story of my brother trying to drive the tractor down south. And he ran right into my grandfather's front porch. Tore it down. He didn't know how to drive. But he wanted to drive the tractor. I would have thought that my grandfather would have went off on him, but he just laughed, because you know what? The porch was replaceable. Sometimes we do things, and I know that God shakes his head at you because I know he shook his head at me. Sometimes he said, boy, you ain't got no business here. You ain't got no business doing that. But that God was my father who cared for me. Hallelujah. Don't be angry and don't be fearful that God is so angry at you for your mistakes that he won't forgive you. The word of God does not state that there's limited condemnation. In other words, you know, I'm still going to condemn you for something. The Bible says there's no condemnation for those that are in Jesus Christ. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, hallelujah. I know each and every one of us have been condemned at some point in our life. But the Bible says there's no condemnation for those in Christ. When somebody comes in here, we might not have agreed with them on the outside. But when they become a brother and sister in Christ, there should be no condemnation for those that are in Christ. Blessed assurance. I ask you this morning, do you want assurance? Do you want the security that you will not be canceled out because of your mistakes? Do you want the assurance that insurance cannot give you? Do you want the assurance that mankind cannot provide for you? Do you want the assurance that your money can't buy for you? Do you want the assurance that cannot be denied? You too can sing the song, perfect submission. All is at rest. We say that we want peace, but you have peace when there's perfect submission. Sometimes we want to take back our own will. That's not perfect submission. And there's no rest. But the songwriter said, perfect submission. All is at rest. But when? When I am my Savior. When you are in your Savior. Not into you. Too many people are into themselves and not into the Savior because they don't have no peace. You don't have peace. You so busy being you, so busy being into yourself, so busy not having the faith you claim to have. The Bible says, blessed assurance. The songwriter says, blessed assurance. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I'm watching. I'm looking. I'm waiting, and I'm not looking at you. He don't want you to look at me. He don't want you to look at somebody else. He wants you to look above. Filled with his goodness. Lost in his love. Hallelujah. You know there's been times in your life where you were lost in love, that you was floating around. You didn't know what to do with yourself. You were walking on air. You're supposed to have that kind of lost in love for greet Jesus Christ. When you're filled with his goodness. See, when you're lost in love, people could tell you things and it don't mean nothing to you. People want to tell you things for your own good. It don't mean nothing to you because you're lost in love. When you first got saved and you became a member of the church and all of that, you were lost in love for the church. You were lost in love for God, but something happened along the way. No longer are you lost in love for Christ. Amen? Blessed assurance. If you want this to be your song, you have to give your hand to the Master. Amen? Then you could praise Jesus all the day long. You got to let the Lord know that he can use you as he see fit. You can't walk in telling the Lord what you want to do and what you're going to do. You got to let him use you as he sees fit. Amen? Blessed assurance become your anchor when your convictions in the Word of God, when you are blessed and assured, it becomes the thing that holds you to the Word of God. When things are bad and you got things going on and you got all of these convictions, you'll find it in the Word of God. Blessed assurance comes when you face difficulties and you know that no matter how difficult it looks, that God can never fail. Blessed assurance comes when those sorrows arise, but you know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. We had a conversation this week on Bible study about the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord has nothing to do with everything coming out right the way that you expect it to come out right. But in the end, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Knowing that God used you for something. You see, sometimes you'll go through things and other people are watching you. And because they're watching you and you're going through it, they understand that God is our strength and our refuge. Refuge. A strong tower in a time of need. You don't know who's looking at you. You don't know who's watching you. But all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. You know, things don't always work out the way that you think that they should work out in love. Come on, somebody. You love people here today. Things don't always work out with your love. Come on. At least the way that you want them to work out. But when you love and you love and you love and you love, love will work it out. Somehow, some way, you'll see through it. Blessed assurance comes when your hope is built on nothing less. I'm going to say that again. On nothing less. On nothing less than Jesus' blood. And righteousness. When you dare not trust the sweetest frame, but you completely, you only lean on the name. On the name. You don't need to see all of this stuff. Just lean on the name. I don't understand all the things that are going on in my life, but I lean on the name. I don't know how this is going to work out, but I lean on the name. I don't know about this illness I got, but I'm going to lean on the name. I don't have the money to pay my rent, but I'm going to lean on the name. I don't know how my relationship is going to work out, but I'm going to lean on the name. I don't know if I'm going to get hired at this job, but I'm going to lean on the name. Blessed assurance comes when you know that things are going to work out all right. Blessed assurance means that whatever Satan means for your destruction, God is going to use it to elevate you. Blessed assurance. Blessed assurance. You can't get it from Allstate. You get insurance. You can't get it from Geico. You get insurance. You can't get it from Prudential. Blessed assurance came to us over 2,000 years ago. It remains the same. It still costs the same. Our blessed assurance, there's no rate increase. They didn't tell you you got to pay more. It's still the cost the same. Blessed assurance. When you're in Christ, I said when you're in Christ, there's no cancellations. Blessed assurance. Blessed assurance. I don't have to pick it up to to see if I can see the fine print. Blessed assurance. Blessed assurance. There's no stipulations. Blessed assurance. Hallelujah. And then when you get to verse 23, hallelujah, hallelujah, it says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess. For he who is promised is faithful. It says, let us hold on. Let us not sway from one side to the other. Let us hold on to this faith, to this blessed assurance that we say that we have. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to the promises. Hold on to what he said. Hold on to all the things that God is doing in your life. Hold on to what he has done in your life. Hold on, not for what he's going to do, but for who he is. Hold on. The scripture says, for he who promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful. He's not a person. He don't have to lie. He is I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. We walk around, we say, I'm your father. He says, I am that I am. He's more than the father. I'm your mother. I am that I am. Oh, you work for me. I'm your boss. I am that I am. He says that because all that you are, all that you have, all that you will be, all that will happen, he is what he is. He don't need no title. Hallelujah. He is all and all and all. Blessed assurance. Hallelujah. Can you stand with me today? Hallelujah.